How you feeling this morning? I'm feeling a little better now that I could get that out of me. So I'm feeling pretty good this morning. The psychological world or the world will tell us that there are some prime feelings that we have. They're like prime numbers. As I study this more, I compare them to prime numbers. Prime numbers are divisible by just one in themselves, right? The prime numbers aren't divisible by anything else. And from my understanding, there's like prime feelings. And so there are some key feelings. Now, you can mix these feelings together, and other things may get in there and cause these feelings. But there are some really down some root of some very prime feelings that we have. Now, this is not my list of prime feelings. It is the list that's generated by the psychological world or the counseling world or the coaching world or the world out there that studies emotion in people. And today they're saying that the top 10 is happiness and sadness and anger and anticipation and fear and loneliness and jealousy and disgust and surprise and trust. That's the top prime feelings, if you will, the top 10 prime feelings that you will feel. Some of you are probably feeling some of those right now. You're feeling certain aspects of that right now. And if really we could get into the deep heart of what you're feeling right now, it probably is one of those 10, maybe mixed with another one of those 10, maybe introducing some other feelings into your life. Some of you are happy this morning. Some of you are sad, and sad is the result of a great loss in your life, and that's the feeling that you get. When you're sad, you experience that great loss, and some of you may be angry this morning. You're just angry this morning, and maybe you can't put your finger on why you're angry, but you're just angry. So just leave me alone. I'm just an angry person. Well, that's a prime feeling, if you will. Not prime as it's the best feeling. It's just a root of something. Just so you know, that's just the root. The prime is the root of a basic feeling in your life. And maybe you have to go back and see, why am I angry? Or why am I sad? And then the anticipation is this concern that something's going to happen. We may even say worry. But you're anticipating something. I'm concerned that this could go on. And that feeling's kind of got you wrapped up this morning. That feeling of anticipation. Maybe the feeling of fear. You just don't know why, but you got a little tendency to be fearful this morning. Maybe loneliness and the feeling of isolated and disconnected from those around you. There's more people in the United States than there ever has been in the history of the United States, and loneliness is one of the most identified feelings that people have. It's not just being in a group of people doesn't make you less lonely. It's being connected to those people, and maybe you're not really connected to people, and so you got an element of loneliness going on in your heart this morning. And jealousy is one of those, and somebody else has what you want, and that's the basic feeling of jealousy, and I want what they have, or I'm jealous of them because they have this and I don't have this. And maybe it's a feeling of disgust, and it's a feeling of intense dislike or an aversion to something. I'm just disgusted. I'm disgusted at my neighborhood. I'm disgusted at the leadership. I'm disgusted at this country. I'm just disgusted. And I got this feeling of disgust. And the feeling of trust, and I found it interesting that trust is one of those feelings that's a prime feeling and there's a confidence in or the reliance on. And I have this ability to have this confidence or this reliance on things or people. That's a feeling. I feel this. Why do you trust that person? I don't know why I trust that person. Right? I don't know why I would trust this, but I trust it. And see, that's a feeling that we have. It's a trust. I trust this. So how are you feeling this morning? They run, and you know this maybe as well as I do, they run Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece, the Mona Lisa, through an emotion identifying computer program to see how the Mona Lisa was feeling. And this is you can push the button, this is the results of the Mona Lisa. She's 83% happy. Now, the computer program that they run her face through, this is what they say. And she's 9% disgusted, and she's 6% fearful, and she's 2% angry, and she's not the least bit surprised at anything going on. Maybe you're kind of like the Mona Lisa, but maybe you're more disgusted than happy. You're more fearful than happy. Maybe you guess you got a combination of things going on. And just so you know, your faces are telling the truth. We sing the song, "If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands," right? I've heard a song, "If you're happy and you know it, will you please tell your face?" You know, that's the kind of lyrics I need sometimes. You know, if you're happy and you know it, the Mona Lisa is caught in a good day, maybe. She's only 9% disgusted. I don't know about you, but there's days when I'm not 83% happy. As a matter of fact, the next slide will show you some of the days I think that the waves of life are kind of sucking my happiness right out of me. I try to be happy, and all of a sudden one wave after another, and all of a sudden my happiness starts to go away. And you just can't be blank. I'm just not feeling anything. That's just not an option. We're emotional people, so when my happiness flows away, what kind of fills in those gaps? Fear? Anger? Disgust? What fills in those gaps? I think we're meant to have this happiness, this energy inside of us that's doing something, and I would call it happiness this morning. But the waves of life are sucking the happiness out of it. And we're pretty good at artificial wave manufacturing. We can smile with the best of them. How you doing? I'm doing well. And we smile and we smile and we smile where we produce artificial smiles. Today I'm not looking for a bunch of human-generated smiles, but I do want to make you smile this morning. I want to make you smile this morning, but I just don't want it to be some kind of plastic smile. I want it to be a real smile. I want it to be a smile because there's energy that's going on inside of you that your face just can't help but tell what's happening inside of you. I want to increase your smile level this morning. I want to increase your smile level this morning. Psalm 4, verse 6 says this. The psalmist is asking, many are asking, who can show us anything good? Any good? Who can show us any good? The psalmist is not having a Mona Lisa day. I'm telling you that right now. The psalmist is not 83% happy. And they say, many are asking. People are asking, who can show us any good? And I've heard so many times in the last 3 or 4 weeks about the last days, and this is the last days, and there'll be wars, and Mark tells us there'll be wars and rumors of wars, and just so you know, we are in the last days, just so you know. And the last days started in the moment that Jesus ascended to heaven, just so you know. That's the last days. That was the kickoff for the last days. The final of the last days will be when Jesus comes and fire came from heaven and consumed all evil and all sin, and the new heaven and a new earth were ushered in. That will be the final of the last days. So we are in the last days, and maybe if we go further and further, we do hear of wars and rumors of wars, and how do I be happy? And say, can you show me anything good? Can you show me anything good, God? I hear there's wars and rumors of wars, and I hear what's going on around the world, and I hear about the stock market, and I hear about the recession, and I hear about the price of gasoline, and I hear about this, and I hear about that. Is there anything good out there, God? Is there anything that can increase my happiness? Because I want to be 83% happy. I'll even go with 85. Now, I don't want to be a jerk and go for 95 or 100 because then you'll think I'm artificial. So I need maybe a little disgust in there at times, right? I mean, it's all the feelings God gives us, those abilities to feel. But I think he wants us to be heavy on happiness. I just do. Not artificial stuff and not stuff that you can manifest with your human hands. But this says this in Timothy. It says, mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be, and he starts to list off what people will be, and they'll be lovers of themselves and lovers of money and boastful and proud and abusive and disobedient to their parents. Aren't you? Isn't that pretty amazing? You can be all this and disobedient to your parents. That must be up there a little bit with God. And you're ungrateful and you're unholy and without love and unforgiving. Can you imagine living in an environment that's not holy and without love? Can you imagine living in the environment that is slanderous and without self-control and brutal and not lovers of good and treacherous and rash and conceited and lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God?
We do live in that environment. You don't have to imagine too far to live in that environment. We're living in that environment. I don't think we're the only generation that's ever lived in that environment, but we are a generation that's living in that environment. There's a lot going on in this world. There's a lot of garbage going on in this world. And there's a lot of people who are just kind of venomous out there with their words and their behaviors, and they don't give two shakes of a lamb tail for you. They don't care about you. Your boss doesn't care about you. I read a meme on Facebook. It says, the boss drives in with a big Lamborghini, and he says, and the workers are saying, wow, you got a Lamborghini. And he said, yeah, and if you work really hard and apply yourself in the next year, I can have another one. And so we look at this world and we look at the situation around us, and it's just not happening. It's anger. My go-to is anger. It just is. It was. I had a very long fuse, but once I got there, it was messy. Pre-Jesus, anger was my go-to. And I did things in my anger that I would never want to repeat, especially with my family in the audience. I would never repeat some of the things I did in anger. Anger was my go-to. And I find out some days, anger's not too far away from me. Look at Psalm 4, verse 6. Look at the whole verse. It says, many are asking, who can show us any good? And then look what he says, let the light of your face shine upon us. God, it doesn't look like in my environment that you can show me any good. It doesn't look like my family's upside down and my community's upside down and I'm just upside down. And who can show any good? Who can show me any good? And then all of a sudden he says, well, wait a minute. Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Yahweh, Adonai. And I'm going to give you the end of the message right now. Don't get excited. We're not done. But I'm going to give you the end of the message. Because it's in verse 7. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when there's rain and new wine about. So that's the end of the message. There's some kind of middle part here. Because I'm asking for the Lord to shine upon us. To make his face shine upon us. Not just, God changed my environment. God changed my boss. Changed my workplace. Changed my family. Changed my husband. Changed my wife. Can you just move my ex to like Zimbabwe? I'm not asking for that stuff. I'm asking for the Lord's face to shine on us. And to remind us of some truth that you can't help but smile over. You can't help because it's generating this joy inside of you and inside of me. Hang on, Mona Lisa. We're going by 83%. Because the Lord's face is going to shine upon us. And he is going to fill my heart, our hearts, with greater joy than when their grain and new wine abound. So here we go. Let me increase your joy so your face will tell us what's going on and what lies inside of you. Just let me throw some things out here this morning. How about this? Bear in mind that the Lord's patience means salvation. You know, maybe that's an odd verse to start with, but you know what? What a truth. You know what? You know what? God is not just waiting for this world to get crappier and crappier and crappier before he does something. Because the longer he waits, the more people are going to come to Jesus Christ. While we're maybe suffering, just remember somebody in this world. Somebody in this world, because the Lord has been patient, because the Lord hasn't taken the wars and the rumors of wars and zapped them, because the Lord hasn't extracted the wicked out of this world, because the Lord is patient, people are coming to Christ. That should put a smile on my face.
Because what he's going to do, what he is doing in our life. Listen, John 3:16 says this, and I know many of you have heard this over and over and over, but someone is going to hear this for the very first time today. That the Lord loves you. That God loves you so much that he gave his one and only Son for you. That whoever would believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. And that's got to put a smile on your heart. Somebody is going, I'm just going to hand out smiles. I'm just handing out smiles this morning because I just want you to know. And when you get up against something, when you get up against it, just remember, someone's hearing John 3:16 for the very first time in your life. Someone is going to trust Christ. Is that you this morning? Have you already trusted Christ this morning? Have you already, or is he waiting on you? Is he patient and it's you this morning? Have you come to Jesus Christ? Do you know that your sins have separated you from God? Do you know that God paid for those sins through his Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary? Do you know that he loved you so much that he hooked himself to that cross and he bared all the burdens of your sin in life? And he wants to give you that payment for your sin. He wants to give that to you. Right now, he wants to give that to you. I don't care if you're online or if you're in this room. Right now, Jesus Christ wants to give you that right this moment. And just me knowing that. And as I navigate through this hard life, knowing that Jesus wants to put someone else's name in the Lamb's book. Let's put a smile on our face. Push the button, please. Here we go. And the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. You know what he's doing right now? You know what he's doing right now in your life? He's singing for you. If I could sing. Just to put a smile on your face. I don't know what else is going on in your life, but God is singing for the Lord. And I love you so much. You are so special. Your friendship with every one of the friends. I'm singing that blessing over you. I love you. I don't know where your family is, doesn't matter right now. I love you, and I'm singing over you right now. I know that, right? I know there's what's going on. I know that right this morning. I'm singing over you. You know that you are God's workmanship. He knew you had been created in Christ Jesus to do the good work which he has prepared in advance for you to do. You are my workmanship. I created you in Christ Jesus. You are the work of my hands. You are my apple. And I've got a plan for you that I can see. It's a plan. It's a matter of the world that takes the time. It's not only beautiful on the outside, but I think you're pretty amazing on the inside. Tell you what, that's a lot of good stuff. Hang on, Mona Lisa. 83% of underachieving. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Why? Because Jesus is like a race marked out for you.
I got a plan for you like you can never do. Don't give up. I don't know if you're saying, I don't know if I can do this or not. You don't give up. Don't stop smiling because God's got a plan for you. God's got a plan for you, young brother. Smile. There you go. And so I'm gonna help you throw off the hinder, and I'm gonna help you throw off the sin that's so easily entangled, and you're gonna run this race for what God for you, because I got a plan. This thing already got bouncy balls, it's destructive. You, dear children, are from God, have overcome them because why? Because the one in you is greater than the one that exists in the world. You know about this story. You know about this story. You know that the thing for this thing is the truth. It's the truth of the good thing. The one who lives in you is greater than the one that exists. Don't worry, everybody's going to leave it. Well, I know like 200 of these things. I had a little screenshot I was going to bring, and I thought that was a little bit risky. I'm telling us all that's running here at verse 7. I'm telling us all that's going forward verse 7, because the Lord is going to fill you up like a new stack of grain in a new sickle. Give thanks to the Lord, why? For he is good, his love endures forever. I just felt like somebody needs to know that God's love is going through whatever you're in. God's love is going through it right now. His love is never going to leave. I know what it is to be in need, sir. I know what it is to have money, okay? I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation in my life, whether I'm well fed or whether I'm starving, whether living in plenty or I'm living in want, because I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. I don't know where you're at. I don't know if your car payment is past due. I don't know if your electric is running. I don't know if you got no cares in the world. You keep living it out with God. That's what he wants. He said you can do it all. You can live in plenty. You can live in plenty with me. You can live in nothing with me. You got no parameters with me, God said. You got nothing. You got me. You got everything. You still got me. When you get so much, God smiles all over. See, I think when we say, hey, God has really blessed me, then we kind of take over our own life. That's a good thing, huh? I got you through that muck and that mire, and I got you through the mud. And now you're just gonna walk it out without me. Don't do that. You can do it with me. I don't have to leave you with nothing for you to walk it out with me. I took you from the ends of the earth. You know, that's the God's thinking for something. From the farthest corner, I called you. You had walked away from me. I had never left you. I called you from the farthest corner. I called you from the darkest wilderness of your life. I was there. I said, you're not me. I have chosen you, and I have been protected. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be
Thank you. Thank you.
Father, you have anointed us today. You have anointed us with an anointing that is worth the name of God. Father, I pray. I ask that I would not lay down my anointing. And I ask again that not to be free, but not washing of my blood, but lay down my anointing. That we would embrace the anointing that's coming inside of us. Father, you are an amazing God, and I love you so much. And I have seen in our ears, heard, and our minds have seen that God has a plan for those who love you. Father, help us.